That's right, we are back in action. Welcome to 2024, and you are listening to Renewed and Reminded Godly Podcast. Today, you have no idea what's in store. This is why we need to lean and depend on the Lord. And today's episode is going to help us do exactly that. I'm going to be talking about how we need to really focus on worship versus worrying and concerning ourselves with things that are outside of that. Worship is the number one thing we need to harmonize when it comes to 2024, to prepare and set an atmosphere of worship where He is welcome and He is loved and adored. Well, you already know who I am, especially if you have been listening for over the year that we've been podcasting. We're working our way up to 2 years or three. Not sure, but either way, it's not my will, but thy will. His will be done. And of course, let's start with prayer before we even get into the content for today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being I am that I am. We thank you for being a healer, a redeemer, a savior, a provider, a motivator, an encourager, a wind of wisdom. Let me say that again, a wind of wisdom. We thank you for you being love. We thank you for being our protection and provision. And we love you and adore you. We ask you to come into this episode. Come into where we are. For all that are listening, and you endow us, surround us in your presence, in that very place, and breathe new life within us. Refresh us, Lord. Remind us, Lord, that you will win always, over and over again. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so today we're going to be talking about worship. And in this, you will be thinking, hey, that's the last thing you talked about in 2023. Well, it is. And this is why I have to make the most of what I can do with what He has given me now. When we start sounding worship, it is like a fire alarm in the spirit. It is like you try to set out a fire, you need help, right? In the natural, you need the firefighters and the police show up and all of these elements of protection show up. But in the spirit, amen, it is the same thing. The angels, those heavenly angels of hosts, they show up. Amen, your spirit, that warrior, that servant in you, that creation that God called you to be begins to rise up. There's a song that says, I begin to be confident in what He said. That's what happens when you worship. And there's so much that you can settle in a 2 to 3 minute worship song, a 2 to 3 minute instrumental. And God's presence can come down into that situation like never before, versus you sitting down trying to talk about it. Versus you sitting down trying to figure out how did it not work the way that you thought it was going to work. If you understand what I'm trying to tell you in both natural and spiritual terms, and you've probably been through a storm, a trial, tribulation, where something's come against your life, and instead of you talking, you just went straight into worship, where you just lifted your hands, even though it was a bad report, you still said, I trust God anyways. Even though somebody had did something against you, you didn't find yourself being offended, but you found yourself crying out for the fact that their soul still needs to be saved, no matter how much anger or frustration or irritation could be on the other end. You've been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about. One thing this year God has put on my heart is to talk about workshops And in those workshops, they all need to be about edification. Worship is like putting on clothes, y'all. It is what you need to do. It's like putting on lotion or brushing your teeth, or better yet, getting your hair done. It is an essential item that needs to be exercised in this year. It is something that will mind, you know, bind, come together, you know, create a stronghold in your worship. This is what I'm talking about. I just got chills thinking about how that sounds. Creating a stronghold in your worship so that the Lord is lifted high, even in the trouble. So that the word is edified and is breathing in your life. That when he says, be patient in tribulation, well, I can be patient because I'm confident in this, that he will finish what he has started. Even if it doesn't look like I will win, I know that all things work together for the good that love him. I love him because I deny myself of this in this moment when I feel or I think, but instead I worship and call on him to be my savior in this situation. Now, we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to get everything right. But one thing you can do is you can become consistent in your worship. You know how you can drive down the street and the average person always feels like somebody can't drive? Trust me, totally understand. But instead of getting angry, frustrated, and almost just to the fact where you're furious, start trying to worship. Let me give you an example. I was driving down the road and I walked out of the house and said something that I will never say again, but I'm going to use my life as an example to you. This is a moment that I should have used worship, but instead I used my mouth. I said, what else could happen today? I wasn't in the right space mentally, and I felt that the weight of the world changed what I could do. It's too much. What else could go wrong? And I got in my car, and I was getting ready to head to a place that I knew exactly how to get there, but I didn't know what was going to be on the way. I didn't know what was going to be on that road. As I drive, there is a moment where the light turns red before I turn. So I'm thinking to myself, I already know where I'm going. I'm already confident in this, but my attitude was saying, what else could go wrong? Let me try to figure out how do I release whatever this is. So you roll your windows down, you try to play your sound, your music sounds and things like that. But for me, sometimes I just like to ride in silence so I can hear those wrestling thoughts. And the reality was, wow, I am not understanding. I just spoke up a storm. As I speak and realize the same thing, a car behind me blows the horn. We both turn at the green arrow and they speed past me with the middle finger up, with their music loud, blazing, as if I took too long to turn at the light. Now I found myself angry and wanting to tell the person in the car, you don't get to do that. But what really slapped me in my face was the Holy Spirit reminding me, what did you say before you walked out of your house? You didn't even get any worship in. You went straight to your emotion. You went straight to that default repetitive cycle, anger. So I needed to remind you that this stuff is already out here. There's someone already more angrier than you. There's somebody already more impatient or struggling better with, I'm not going to depend and lean on God. They've got that mastered. So they don't believe, but you believe. You can't go back to not believing. You can't go back to not speaking my word. You can't do that. I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, this is just a simple road race situation. But the Holy Spirit, how he works, God's always ushered it to connect to our heart, to make sure that that simple thing becomes deeper than what it would be because of the love that he has for us. You're right. I could have threw my middle finger up too, but I didn't. I could have blew my horn too, and I could, but I didn't. I was so blown away that in that moment, even when anger and frustration tried to overrule my spirit, the Holy Spirit spoke so quietly at the same time, and I could hear, I have to make a decision. I have to start worshiping, even if this situation didn't go what I thought it was. Even though I'm being in a place of innocence and something happens, still worship. So that's my example. I didn't do that, y'all. And if I would have, it wouldn't have bothered me. But if I could understand that that was a piece, you know how we talked about how every mistake, every failure is a step forward for you to actually get closer to who you really need to be. I needed to say and do that the wrong way just to see it again, that I can do it the right way. If there's anybody that can do it right, it would be me. So, what areas can you begin to worship first instead of worry? Just think about it. It could be dealing with your essential four things: health, finance, your home, your children. Your four essential things. It could be something there. Or also could be something very personal, very, very close to your heart. Either way, what is taking majority of your time to cause you to be stirred up in worry versus stirred up in worship? There's a thing called, you can pull it down from heaven, and naturally you would just lift your hands, and I kid you not, you will start feeling something that is either very heavy that you didn't realize how much you were carrying, and because you decided to worship, God's getting ready to set you up to where you can drop that burden off. There's times when you worry, you put your hands up and you don't feel that heavy weight at all. You feel like giving up. We talked about the truth of giving up and giving in, how it's really an illusion. Once you give up, the enemy just waiting for you to put down that gate, so to speak. He's waiting for it to drop or to open so that he can push his way in. You can't let that happen. Your worship is your weapon. I know you ain't been thinking about it that way, but it is. Your worship is your weapon. You don't even need always the sound of someone else worshiping to lead you into worship. You lead yourself. The most authentic sound is yours, because your sound in the earth can only be given by you. You ever heard a tambourine? Especially the ones that go real, real good along with the song in church. There's something about that tambourine player that the words of that song I could sing, but I could do so much better with this tambourine. This is our warfare. This is how we fight. We use our sound, our worship, way better than we can use anger, frustration, disappointment, neglect, anything. There is so much that God will bring out in worship that even though we haven't repented, it will begin to be the first thing on our heart. And in our worship, we'll be repenting, we'll be thanking him, we'll be admiring him, we'll be reminded that he's brought us a mighty long way. And then he'll turn back around in that worship and we'll feel, God, fill me up. finding words that we've never even said before. Not in that way, not in all spirit and in truth. We've said them when we were empty. We've said them when we were broken and our heart's been broken. A situation is broken. It's not working according to my plan. We were living our own plan. And God is like, I have a Jeremiah 29:11 plan. That's why it hurts, because your plan is not my plan. I can't allow you to do this. He has an amazing way to get our attention. Again, what do you have in your life that could try to hinder, block, frustrate, even allow you to ignore the opportunities to give God praise, to worship Him? I want you to get a piece of paper and write them down. Whatever's been bothering you, whatever's been worrying, whatever is not yet finished, according to what you think, whatever keeps you up at night, whatever is an open door screaming at you spiritually, I want you to write it down on a piece of paper. Next to that, I want you to write down, I rebuke every repetitive cycle that you bring. And what we're doing is, in the natural, we're beginning to put words, but in the spirit, we're beginning to start to swing. We're using our worship. Worship is writing. Worship is singing. Worship is dancing. Worship is you getting a simple napkin rag or whatever you could have in your hand, and you beginning to wave that in the natural as if you're in the spirit, just praising God. Let me give you a real example before I get off of here. After you write the repetitive cycle part, I want you to walk around, no matter where you are. If you're driving, probably can't do that, but when you get a chance, I want you to stomp your feet 3 times. Hear me clearly. 3 times. 1, 2, and 3. We come in agreement with God when He says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But oftentimes we praise the weapon and forget that it's only supposed to form. We believe the weapon is going to do the damage, and that it looks like it's going to do the damage, and it should do the damage. And we forget to worship the fact that I will only see and behold with my eyes the reward of the wicked. That's it. We spend so much time looking at that weapon. We're like, oh no, that's going to come and attack me. And then once it hits or whatever it is, oh, where's my armor? Where's my helmet of salvation? We're scrambling, like how if you ever cut grass and you went over ant pile, they'd be scrambling. They'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on? It's the same thing when we are unprepared and when we are not worshiping and when we're not able to respond in that peaceful way to a challenging situation. So once you stump your feet, I want you to start understanding that you can war in everything that you do. Doesn't matter where you are, what time it is, and who's around you. It's a personal relationship that you built with God, that you can call on Him and He will answer you. And I want you to do that. Whether you take a minute, walk away, stomp your feet, and tell God, thank you. I know what your word says, and speak what His word says about the specific situation you're talking about. And then again, go back and understand. If I need to do self-development this year, I need to keep myself renewed and reminded this year. I want to overcome much more than I did last year. You need to start getting connected with Renewed and Reminded Godly Podcast, because all of our workshops will be free. We don't believe that we're going to win by having one another be edified, but financially be in a place where we cannot even afford to get the help that we need. That's not the God we serve. He gave salvation unto everyone, and nobody paid for anything besides Jesus. And so therefore, we walk in the same liberty that we give kingdom advice, strategies, understanding the best way we can because we're led by God, and that this is a free place for you to understand. When I drop this off with God, when I'm listening to this podcast, I am renewed and restored afterwards. Whatever the situation that came against me, it cannot work. It will not work. Even if it lasts for a while, I still have the authority to worship, to put him first in front of everything. And all I did was did a little bit of self-development to get a little bit more mature. And that is how we win, people of God. We win because we worship. And you win because you can worship. That's right. We are back in action. Welcome to 2024, and you are listening to Renewed and Reminded Godly Podcast. Today, you have no idea what's in store. This is why we need to lean and depend on the Lord. And today's episode is going to help us do exactly that. I'm going to be talking about how we need to really focus on worship versus worrying and concerning ourselves with things that are outside of that. Worship is the number one thing we need to harmonize when it comes to 2024, to prepare and set an atmosphere of worship where he is welcome and he is loved and adored.